Welcome to another edition of Ask the Fat Doctors with T-Fox.
You know, you guys do have a, you know, just you hard-headed, it. You know, just hard-headed. Oh, I just don't understand nice. You Thank sometimes. You.
Right.
Yeah, just
right.
don't. Yeah, you can be a little simple.
Just say stupid. You can't say it.
You can be very simple.
You're nice. That's one thing I love about you, T.
Dr. Braxton Cosby.
The sound that they hear after they occlude your artery when that cuff goes up.
Okay, now I really.
After you close it off.
Close it off. And you're talking about when you squeeze the arm.
When you not just you squeeze, when the cuff squeezes.
When the cuff squeezes your arm, that's called.
It closes off that break your artery.
Occlude. Okay.
Occlude is what that guy did in Waco. Okay.
Why do you always introduce me last?
And Jamie Dukes.
That was Dr. Dukes. My doctorate, there's no period. It's a dash and a space.
Yes.
So therefore, that way I don't have to worry about getting sued.
Ask the Fat Doctors is powered by the Put Up Your Dukes Foundation.
You know, I had outer body experience where, I'm working out.
Oh, Jamie.
How far out did you go out of the body?
I mean, like really out of the body. I mean, just, and telling myself, you got to work out. Fat boy, you gotta work
you
out.
You must work
you gotta
out.
Work out.
Were you outside of your body looking at yourself? Had you moved there?
But
mine is Mike Tyson, actually. He's the guy that motivates me. Look here, Dukes. You better get your fat butt up right
insane.
Now and start working out. I'm gonna punch you in the face. And welcome to another edition of Ask the Fat Doctors. Jamie Dukes, Dr. Braxton Cosby. Carla Fields in the hizzy. Gotta start off by talking about... while this is not a sports show, just a couple of big stories happening in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The first one being Michael Sam, who is the SEC Player of the Year, All-American, has announced that he is gay. And so he will be the first openly gay player to play in the National Football League. And it's going to be interesting to see kind of how it all plays itself out. My hat's off to him, part of the reason why he came out is because he was afraid, well, he was going to be, quote unquote, as they say, outed. But, it's just one of those things where we're in a different time and a place now. And, I certainly am not one to judge. Mm-hmm. So it's very interesting to see how this is going to unfold.
Well, my big question in the coming out is, how many players you got in the NFL, Jamie? You got like 55 each team, right?
Yeah, but I think there's, a couple thousand,
So you got a couple thousand. You know somebody
Oh, sure.
Gay.
Yes.
So my whole point is, I'm thinking that the locker rooms know some of the dudes. I mean, you can only hide so much. Or you with a group of men for how many months out of the year? I mean, there's nine yards and a season.
I think the difference is there's a difference between suspecting and knowing.
Well, yeah.
And I think that's really kind of the
so him telling is to just eliminate any type of
right. But it also changes. It's going to change the environment. Somewhat too.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Well, how does the environment change? It's unpredictable. It's hard to say how some guys are going to accept it and some not, or maybe some will act like they're accepting it.
Well, I think a lot will act like they accept it.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is they're going to have to accept it because the
not
NFL,
he said it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
is not going to allow the gay and lesbian lobby to skewer them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that happens in the locker room is that a lot of the hazing and a lot of things are going to kind of go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with him coming out, it's like, hey, man, there's homosexuals in every level of sports, of any type of job, in school. So at this point in time, it's like, okay, he did it, so let's just move on. And whoever picks him, are you getting a good player is really the question who's going to contribute to the field.
But there's still some things that have to get worked out. First of all, and I actually sent and had some conversation with the commissioner about this issue. Thing I recommend is, number one, they need to individualize the shower because this is a gender issue.
Mm.
The reason they have men's and women's bathrooms is because it's a gender issue.
So you're thinking that this is now across a gender line because
his gender is interested in the gender that's in the locker room.
Hmm. That's interesting.
So that's what changes the dynamic. And so the whole key here, go ahead, Rob.
No, I'm just asking, what was the commissioner's take? Because last week, man, you talked about this when we were snowed in over at the W about the whole, putting the stars into each locker room of the NFL stadiums. So what was that conversation?
Well, no, he liked the suggestion and he's, because they're having meetings right now because of the Richie Incognito situation. There's going to be a new code of conduct in the locker room, period. That's going to be more in line with what we work. This is CBS Radio. or an asset of CBS Radio. And so there are certain things you can do and certain things you cannot do. So in this situation, what's going to happen? And so he liked the suggestion. I also mentioned that they should also give everybody towels. I mean, excuse me, terry cloth robes. And so therefore, by individualizing the showers like you would have at a club, you know, and that is going to help, I think, bring the angst down for those who might have issues.
I feel where you're going with it, but I almost think you're starting to, you're stirring up something else. Now there's another level to, because, you know, my thing is when you start, it's almost like the separation thing. And the one thing that I feel with the way their culture is going now of homosexual, heterosexual, is that people don't want to be separate anymore.
Yeah,
they
but you can't. But the
equal.
Thing is, why is the bathroom, men's and women's bathroom, separate?
Well, because you definitely have you have two sets of genitalia. You got male and female.
Right.
Now,
you still got male.
You just got somebody interested.
But it's still about gender. Mm-hmm. When it's all said and done, it's about your preference. The reason they still don't allow men in women's locker rooms unless the women are fully clothed, even though they let the women come in the men's locker room, it's about gender.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is. It is a gender issue.
I think it has to
be treated as a gender issue. And nobody should be singing. I didn't say one private shower for the gentleman who's gay. I'm saying all the showers are private, so everybody has privacy.
Oh, so you're looking at like the stall kind of thing.
Yes.
Because, you know, I had a buddy who was in the Navy, and he was like, hey, when they had you had toilets, there's no stalls, there's no showers. You know, they were teaching this whole thing about we're all one, we're one unit. So basically they wanted you to share in your brother's stink and his body odor, whatever. It was just they were teaching this unity thing. So when you got on that field and if there was a war, then you died for your brother because y'all were pretty much one. There wasn't anything separate. I didn't know if with the shower situation, if that's how
things
were made.
Well, it's a group shower. I mean, literally, it's the shower heads. I mean,
so is that
just
the
like
unity
the
thing?
Locker room?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know
well,
how the showers
it's not a unity
look.
Thing. It's because it's never been a gender issue because we've never had gender issues.
So that was nothing that was formulated with just team sports.
No, it's just, it was just, we put all the showers in because that's always kind of how it's been.
Okay.
Now we have to take
I feel you on that. I feel you with the booth. I think that's a good idea.
Doc, you see what I got in my hand right here?
Looks nice.
It's a Coke Zero.
Okay.
And so we're going to talk about when we come back. I hate water. Other than when I'm hot and I'm sweating, and it's the best
you
thing
don't
on the
hate
planet.
Water.
I do.
You know, water's in Coke Zero.
No. But let me rephrase that. I hate naked
plain water.
Plain water. Plain water.
Okay.
So, gonna talk about the effects of water beverages, what we can take and what we can't take, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
I'm Jamie Dukes, retired NFL player and current NFL Network analyst. The diseases of excess weight are taking a toll on the brown community, which includes African Americans, Mexican, Latino, and individuals of Asian descent. That's why the AARP's multicultural outreach is taking the lead to provide you with relevant tools like Chachercise. You know, the AARP is more than just discounts. Did you know the AARP has cutting-edge programs to help boomers take the first steps towards financial freedom? We can help you devise a strategy to manage your money, control your mortgage debt, control consumer debt, and give you the strategy to maintain healthy credit. Boomers, it's time to learn everything AARP has to offer. Log on to AARP.org and make that first step today.
And welcome back to Ask Fat Doctors. Jamie Dukes, Dr. Braxton Cosby. Carla Fields in the house.
Hey.
Rob Calloway in the house as well. And talking about, this is my Coke Zero. Mm-mm. I was just saying, I the only time I like water is after I work out. Mm-hmm. And it's the best drink on the planet. There's nothing like water after a workout. Other than that, deuces. Don't like it at all. And so what I want to talk about today is, I guess, the benefits of myths, mysteries, whatever you want to call it, about sodas, beverages, empty calories. And because I don't think people know. And one of the things I learned when I was having my bariatric procedure was half the calories we consume are liquid.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh, huge.
But I know y'all know that.
Yeah.
But most people don't understand that.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like me. I was drinking healthy because I went and had to go meet with a dietitian and all that. And we're talking about, well, you know, I drink juices. Yeah, I think, you know, and so I'm all proud. Yeah, I drink juices. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. Well, she said that's about one of the worst things you could drink because of all the calories,
that's
the
right.
empty calories that are in it. So let's clear the air, first of all. That statement was made. People understand half the calories you consume are liquid. Now, let's move forward from that and talk about, we'll get to your recommendations later. Okay. Problems, concerns with diet and zero products. Any?
I'm cool with a lot of them as far as the zero, because you have to do the research to find out, well, how does this thing taste good yet it's zero calories? And I have a drink that I like to consume, and it's zero calories, but it tastes great, and it's actually flavored water, you know? And I'm sitting here wondering, like, how is this zero calories? And what you find out, because you can taste the sweetness in it, you find out that they're using a different type of sugar that the human body can't break down, which is called sucralose. And sucralose is also in another additive that they say now is being done on human testing that's not good. But when you look at that additive, it's not just sucralose by itself. It's sucralose and some other things and other preservatives, and that's why it's not doing good on human body. But sucralose itself in human studies has no ill effect on human beings because it's a plant sugar. So the body, your tongue tastes it as it's going down, but it gets shot out because the body doesn't know how to break it down. So it's nice. So you can sit there and be like, man, I can actually get something sweet in my system, satisfy my mouth, which is what you really, you know, right, you just want a taste in there.
Correct.
But there's nothing going to happen to your body because it's going to be excreted out in your urine. So I love those types of drink. When I recommend those types of drink to people now, I say, what's the sugar that's in it? If you want something that you don't, and you want to get to zero, just make sure it has the sucralose and not the other guys in there. And then that other additive, I don't want to, you know, go out on nobody, but make sure that's not in there too, because people are coming at me, well, right, you know, this has this, and I go, let's look exactly what's in that additive. And then you see these other things that were added along with the sucralose, and I said, that's why it's bad now. It's not the sucralose by itself. Carla, you got anything on those drinks?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love the zero products. I really do. And I used to drink them a lot and I thought, oh, this is okay, this is fine. I have two or three doctors that work out with me, and we were talking about it. We were in the kitchen one day. I have a kitchen in my gym. And she said, you like that, what you're drinking? I said, yeah, I like that. She said, you really need to not do the phenylalkylines. Mm-hmm. She said, you need to watch the things that have the phenylalkylines in them, which are your sweeteners. And if you got to have something that's a little sweet and want to pep it up a little bit, use Truvia. She says, that's the best one. I was using Splenda. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. We were in the kitchen. I was making some tea. And she said, you should use Truvia. I said, well, what's the difference with Truvia?
Right.
And she said, well, Truvia comes from real cane. And so, therefore, it has fewer calories in the body, is what you just said. Mm-hmm. It breaks it down and it gets it out. When you're dealing with you got all those glucose. You got glucose, fructose, and sucrose. Those are your cosis, and those are your sugars, and those are the things that are supposed to make it taste better. So you want to pick one of them. I am not going to say that I'm perfect, and I'm just not going to do it. But it has been said that you're trying to cut your calories, and that's the main thing. It's just better to use. Go ahead and use sugar. Go ahead and use honey.
Even though with the calories,
and just use a little bit less of it. She says what's happening. These doctors, what they're telling me. She says what's happening is you're spiking your insulin level, and they spike it even higher.
So even these things are spiking the insulin levels?
It's
the Coke.
So
it's spiking the insulin level?
Right. So it's spiking the insulin level, and it's making your body think that, okay, you're still getting all of this sugar were getting the real sugar. So why not go ahead and get the real sugar so that you don't go into...
See, that's the key. And that's the key is that some of these guys are, they alert the body that something's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you're not, say for instance, you may be having the additives that are not the sugar that's staying in the body, but they could spike the response. The body's like, there's sugar in here, so dump in insulin.
Right.
And then it's almost like, you know, I tell people it's like, it's homeostasis is basically your AC at your house. You want 78, you click it to 78, it's going to cool the house until it hits 78, then it's going to shut off. You see what I'm saying? So that initial response of sugar in the body tells the insulin we need to work, but there's really no sugar there. Insulin's there, though, and because insulin is there, there's other effects that insulin have other than just transporting sugar into the body and into the cells. You see what I'm saying?
So the balance on the calorie intake, I guess, is my question. So if we're doing regular sugar, aren't we kicking our sugar and our caloric intake back up?
Remember, what insulin does, insulin is a transporter. It's like a bus or a taxi cab. It takes sugar into the cells. If you don't have sugar, and without the presence of real sugar for it to do its job with glucose, if you don't have the glucose in the... then it has other effects of its presence being there that then ramps the body into other responses. And those are the things that over time you start to get what? Insulin resistant. You ignore the insulin after a while. So when insulin's in, it doesn't retake it back up. And then these are the things that slowly make you become diabetic. You're type 2 diabetic all of a sudden because your body doesn't know how to deal with insulin anymore.
That's
so
right.
As much as we love these drinks, granted, me, I know for sure because I started off at the beginning of the year fasting. You know, when I was fasting off of sugar, so right. I didn't have any of my sweet tea because I love sweet tea. I wasn't doing the sweet tea at all. Mm-hmm. I went to my other drinks, the zero calories. I easily cut down in just 3 weeks with doing nothing else different in my diet or my exercise. I cut down 8 pounds. Mm. That was all the drinks. I know that sweet tea I was drinking mm-hmm. had some calories in it. I was eliminating just from not having it, you know? Mm-hmm. So my thing is, I know whenever I start gaining weight back again, is my sweet tea coming back again. So I got to cut it back down. And I just try to manage it that way. But volume is really the biggest issue. And how much of this stuff we're drinking is another key.
So my take on it is this. If you're going to do it, try to look for a product that's got the Truvia in it. I'm not going to say don't do it at all because I'm not going to not do it. If I want me a Coke Zero, I'm going to have one. And sometimes I just want that fizz.
Yeah.
I just want to feel that tingle going down my throat and feel so good. Okay, but you also have to watch out because it breaks down when you're dealing with sodas in general. You know, it's got the acid.
Right.
So what it does is break down your bones. So then we start dealing with this issue.
Wait. So the acid now breaks down the bones?
Yeah.
Well, how come I supposed to know this? Like, I went to school for this. That's why the show is here.
You took a class where they talked about pH before, Jamie.
Yeah.
Everybody's done pH, dude.
Yeah,
we just didn't know that it had anything to do with soda.
Dude, I'm 49.
And
when's the last time you think I went to class?
Acid's going
to
break
and
down.
You
know,
I went to
State.
Florida
State.
You 4 years of Florida State out. So let's go ahead. Since high school, yeah, you're right.
So
do it in moderation. You want a little fizz.
But that's a revelation just there itself that...
Stop you from doing it, maybe.
From the carbonation causes problems where now?
Bones. Bone loss.
And for athletes, it's a big issue. Man, I knew a dude when I was competing in track and field. He was so serious. This guy had never had a soda in his life. His parents told him that his oxygen carrying capacity would drop, and he ran 400-meter hurdles. He was a stud. They didn't let this boy ever have soda. I said, so you never had a soda before? He's like, no, I don't know what it tastes like. Mm-hmm. That's a little extreme. But they were so serious about making sure, and he ended up, he didn't go anywhere. But
that's like Todd Marinovich. Yeah, they did that same thing to the football player years ago. Yeah, oh, yeah, Mr. And he ended up being a crack addict somewhere because when he got the chance to get out there,
he got out there,
ain't been back since. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but when we come back, we're going to do our favorite segment, Hold On Player. Also want to recommend, or you guys to recommend, some beverages, and you can give some names out of some and I know we both, everybody juices here a little bit, but some things over the counter that you think that have a little flavor that you think won't hurt people too bad. You're listening to Ask Fat Dogs right here on News and Talk 1380. W-A-O-K.
Hey there, this is T-Fox. Got a question for you. Are you looking for a way to lose some of that excess weight and drop a few pounds? Now, if you said, why, yes, I am, you're probably thinking losing weight can't be much fun, but you're wrong. It's time to get your Chachercise on. You've tried a lot of things, jogging, aerobics, not much fun, right? Well, Chachercise is just for you. Chachercise is based on the super popular cha-cha slide, the shuffle, and the other line dances. You know, all the ones you've enjoyed at family reunions, at parties, and during the night on the town. In addition to our traditional Chachercise workout, we're also proud to offer Boomer's Chachercise. Boomer's Chachercise is for our seasoned folks in the prime of their lives, and it'll be sure to get everything moving and flowing. Chachercise is affordable for everyone. For only $9.95 plus shipping and handling, get the workout routine that will change your life. I know you've heard it before, but this is for real. Chachercise will change your life. And Boomers, we have an AARP discount of $7.95 plus shipping and handling for you. So you know what to do. Get your Chachercise on today. Log on to Chachercise.com. That's Chachercise.com.
And welcome back to Ask the Fat Doctors. Jamie Dukes, Dr. Braxton Cosby, Carla Fields in the house, Rob Calloway here. Today's Hold On Player, very special Hold On Player. You got to actually, the only way you can get your mind around it is to go see it. Go online and Google Ray Rice elevator or something like that. Go to TMZ or whatever. But basically the story is Ray Rice, for those who don't know, he is a Pro Bowl NFL player, running back for the Baltimore Ravens. He and his girlfriend get in an altercation at a casino. And so it gets ugly, but the video that you're going to see is him dragged. So somehow she gets knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the video of Ray Rice dragging his girlfriend off the elevator. And it's just not a pretty sight. But I can't help but wonder, but dude, what you doing?
Wow. I'll just ask the question, what did she do first?
Would you stop?
I'm just saying.
I'm sure she jumped on him or whatever, but you can't knock her out.
Ray, I saw you looking at that girl. Ray, I saw you behind that girl. Girl, I saw you doing it. I'm just saying.
I can.
listen to Carla. She knows what I'm talking about.
I can piggyback on what you're saying, but I'm more like, what were you doing before then? Like, what were y'all doing? You understand?
They were getting
what I'm
drunk, probably.
But Anka, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. This didn't look just like no straight knockout. This was like somebody was intoxicated a little
bit.
He just went off. He just lost it.
Well, but he might have. Let's think about it this way. If on the escalator, because obviously they fought on the elevator.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So him pushing her off of him,
yeah,
she could have been knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
She could have hit a wall. I mean, because you're talking about a strong, powerful guy.
Yeah.
You know, I know Ray.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the type that is, you know, a bully that way,
uh-huh,
per se, to attack someone that way. Uh-huh. If anything, it would probably be more protection.
Yeah.
But still, in the protection, you know, you got to be measured.
Yeah. But they're at a casino, so there's probably drinking going on.
Oh, and you didn't.
Well, maybe they were drinking some stevia drinks, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, good luck with that.
You don't know your power.
But you know what that brings to mind for me? Go back to, remember we talked about Richard Sherman. And remember the tirade that he went on after that game. Mm-hmm. And remember I said to you then, see, you know, if a game can do this to you.
Wow.
See, this is the yang of what I was saying. Mm-hmm. You know, she could have found some chick's number in his cell phone. Who is that? Who is that calling you? Who is that paging you? All of that. That's what takes your stress level up. So, and that's another example of why, you know, hey, you got to be careful out there.
Mm. It looks bad. Real bad.
Mm-hmm. I still like to see the video before they got on the elevator. I want to see the action before they got on the elevator.
Are you trying to say that it could have been justified? Is that what you're trying to say?
That's never justified.
Well, I'm just saying. That's what I'm trying to get.
I mean, but I know that was something that led to it.
You can understand.
Yeah,
it may not be justified, but you can understand.
Right, right. I just don't want the man to get a bad rap.
Right.
I just don't want the man to get
like
a bad rap.
Like when people shake babies, you can see how they get there at 3 o'clock
in
the morning.
No, not the shaking baby. But that whole, you know.
But she's so knocked out. I mean, she was just so knocked out.
It's sad.
It's like really incredible. I mean,
he's knocked up.
Yeah, this is bad.
That's a PSA for women across America. Don't check your NFL player cell phone. I'm playing.
That's true.
You are awful.
Oh my God.
You are absolutely awful. But anyway, but that's going to do it for this week's Ask the Fat Doctor. And as always, we have fun. And it was very interesting because I do want to kind of circle back around to what's going on.
Hydro One.
I'm
saying my drink. You asked for the drink.
I did ask for the drink.
What are you taking?
I make my own. I'm sorry, but
you
I do.
You do go to a store. You say you do Coke Zeros or something like that sometimes.
I like Coke Zero, Diet Dr. Pepper. I like all of those. I like Diet Sprite, all of those. And I give myself like one a week. I'll say, okay, I'm going to have one a week.
Splurging.
You know what we might do is maybe we'll give a case away of Hydro One just so people can try it. Sometime.
I like the Hydro One.
Hydro One is
I
awesome.
I tasted that and I thought, oh my gosh, it's got something in it. I looked at the label and I was like, no way can this be this clean.
Yeah.
It's a good drink.
It is a fantastic.
But can you find it?
You can find it. Yeah, it's
Whole Foods. Whole Foods. And now it's Sam's.
Yep. Whole Foods and Sam's. That's what
you drink, Jane?
You saw it right here.
Coke Zero, that's your drink?
I like
it. No, I mean, everything. Coke Zero, I drink.
Hydro One
waters. I love that black cherry.
Because all of these diet products can trigger you to eat more. That's a whole nother show, I guess.
Yeah, we can do that next.
Well, maybe we should do another show because you know you freaked me out with the acid in the water thing or in your bone
and bone loss,
density loss, and all other kind of stuff. So we'll come back and revisit it. That's gonna do it for this edition of Ask Fat Doctors. We also appreciate you tuning in right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.